Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com, and it is Friday, October 8th, 2010, and this is podcast number 18. Well, as I talk, the stock market's up a little bit today. I'm not going to talk too much about it right now because it is early, but Alcoa reported earnings last night, and Alcoa always leads off earnings season. And they actually projected a rosier forecast into the future, and that is what stocks care about. So we're seeing a positive reaction on the market today, and that's a good thing. Hopefully, we'll see more of that as other companies report earning, the rosier outlook. In the news, the 2010 deficit near $1.3 trillion. I think that's actually a little bit better than we thought it was going to be. And it said that, according to the CBO, this is an article from somewhere, from CNN, CNN Money. According to the CBO, the fiscal year, fiscal year 2010 deficit came in $125 billion below last year, which was the worst record since World War II. The gap narrowed slightly because tax receipts were higher and spending lower than last year. I want to stop there. Just because the first part of that sentence was that tax receipts were higher. So that's good news. That means things are recovering. People are making more money, or taxes were raised, and money's coming in. So hopefully we'll see more of that. And that's going to be important at the federal level and state levels. California just signed a budget, and there's a structural gap here in the budget. And hopefully, higher taxes will also be coming in here due to more economic activity, and the deficit will be reduced. Continuing reading on the tax front, corporate revenue rose by $53 billion, or 39% from 2009. Stronger corporate profits were the result of improved economic conditions and more generous rules for writing off business expenses. So, I think that's good news. Okay, let's do some bad news. Americans face $4.6 trillion retirement gap. This is also from CNN Money. Americans are woefully unprepared to pay for retirement. On average, U.S. workers would need to have an additional $48,000 when they retire at 65 to ensure they don't run shy of cash in retirement. This is going to be the theme, I think, over the next few years as baby boomers retire. We're getting to the point to where a lot of folks are going to enter their golden years, and they really haven't saved enough. So they will be voting for candidates who promise them something, because they certainly don't want to work the rest of their life. So keep an eye on that. Next up, and this is almost related, is an article, again, from CNN Money. Seems to be a theme here. Earn a cool 4% without a ton of risk. So here's an article about basically chasing dividend yield. Pessimism about the economy and a headlong flight to safety by investors have pushed down yields on traditional savings vehicles to barely their levels. Cash is a joke. Rates on money market accounts and short-term CDs average less than 0.5%, and money funds yield a microscopic 0.04%. Meanwhile, rates on treasuries are close to the record lows hit even during the worst of the financial crisis. Even 10-year notes will nab you only 2.5%. And the typical dividend yield on the stock is 2%, nearly half its historical average. So how would you like to earn a cool 4% or more on your money? And how would you do it without taking on tons of risk or tying your savings up forever? Yes, you can really get there from here, blah, blah, blah. So here's an article saying that you can get 4%, because 4% is historically what you hope to return out of whatever your nest egg is. If you have $1 million, you get $40,000 a year if you assume a 4% takeaway, and you hope that by taking 4% away, you will not reduce that principal, that if you take $40,000 out, that $1 million will always be there to generate it. But right now, it's not there. So let's see what else this article says. I haven't even read page two. It just kind of grabbed me because I know chasing yield is usually leads to problems, from what I've read. So let's see, blah blah blah. Aim for the sweet spot. Focus on high quality companies with a dividend yield between 4% and 6%. Okay, that means you would be buying like Philip Morris at record highs, I guess. Philip Morris International. So the risk there is that you're could be buying stocks that, well, other people are chasing higher right now because they also want that dividend yield. And so the risk here is that, yes, they could be yielding 4 to 6%, but what if they run into trouble in the future? What if they cut that dividend? We saw that with banks, right? The last decade with the housing crash, we saw a lot of banks, well, a lot of banks went under, but we also saw banks cut their dividend yield or even eliminate their dividend yield. So that's one risk. The other risk is that your nest egg, if you have $1 million sitting in stock and the stock market has a big correction, and we've certainly seen a few of those this past decade, then your nest egg is gone too. You may still get that yield, but if your stocks go down 30%, how are you going to feel about that? Let's see, their second bullet is build on a strong core. Number three, use funds as an alternate approach. A well-diversified fund. Yeah, how's the diversified fund? Well, DVY was one, right? But I think in order to get dividends, they concentrated in financial stocks. Let's see. Anyways, you get the idea. Chasing higher yield, there is risk. There's no such thing as a free lunch. I mean, the risk-free investment is a treasury, and it's yielding much less than that. So you have to be careful and stay diversified. I think it's, I actually kind of agree with this article that you're going to have to take some risk to get that kind of return or save more money. One of the two. Certainly diversification, asset allocation, and careful watching. I think if you start to see, interest rates rise or stocks crash or, something like that, it's important to watch your nest egg because once you hit that retirement age, you don't want to see that nest egg go away. Anyways, that's it for now. There's a lot more stuff in the news, but that's it for now. See ya. That's Gene Cabby and the Secret Admirer Society with Do from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music. See ya.
Shoes and all the things you hold.